it's up there anyway. I know, it's hard to displace anything over Daf Lamed. Lamed is Ben Ben Otorah, Malavakasav, Kilu Kibul Me'ar Sinai. Pretty heady stuff. But this is up there. All right, Ezra, V'kones Atzma Beget, Uvimisas Haba. The question itself is provocative enough, right? The man is dead. What are you talking about? But we know Kiddushin can transcend one's natural lifetime on this earth. So the Gemara wants to respond, Minalan. Svaru.
Who else, Rabbi Husharsa?
What do you mean, right? It was his kiddushin, asur la'achulei alma kehekdesh, so his removal, of course, releases her. Of course she's now birshusa lihinasei la'acher. You can almost, right, as like feel the indignation of the Gemara that they even have to state this. This is the conventional wisdom trying to strike back. Of course his death allows her to be Kones Atzma.
Do
you just want to give me the Rashi there? Right. V'chasal ha-sever krisos v'nasam v'yada v'yatsam v'yaseo v'holcha v'haysa l'isha acher. More on that in just a minute. Right, so v'haysa l'isha acher. Clearly the Shtar Gerishin potentiates a second marriage. So vihu shari la, that's the svara, that's the rejoinder of the Gemara. Of course she should be released. K'she'enu ba'olam. It's like my muscle. The rope. Sharei bo haisak shura. She was tied to him. If he's immolated, how could she be tied to anything anymore? It doesn't exist. So the Gemara says, oh really? Oh really? Lios birshusa linase la'acher? You think she's a free agent at this point? Oh, right. It's not as if his demise is going to terminate many isurin, specifically in the realm of Arayos, that were created by this kiddushin. So, with all due respect, right, the Gemara responds, you better have a good reason to say Sha'isha birshusa linase lacher b'misas habal. Bishlama, you know, gittin, bishlama shtar gerishin, we understand. That's what the Torah says. Sefer karta to davar hakoris beno leveno. That's what it's designed to do. Misas habal, if anything, the default should be that she's not released. All of the Arayos of Kurva are alive and well, says Rashi. The Arayos Kigon, right, so his daughter-in-law, his father's wife, his aunts, Shal Yidei Kiddushi Abal, right, that those Arayos remain in place, you know, for all eternity. So who's to say that her status changes either? Certainly not obvious. So the Gemara is forced to really defend this position, that Misas Habal could actually be conceived of as a matir lishok, lios brishos alinos ilacher. So Elami the Amar Rachmana. So now the Gemara is really playing defense. The Gemara says, well, we should infer from the halacha of Yibum itself. Right, just think about how defensive a crouch the Gemara has gotten into. If you're trying to prove, you know, her freedom, so to speak, from the tchum of Yibum, right, you're already playing defense. Because Yibum, if anything, proves the very notion of a Zika. It proves, potentially, the concept of Kiddush Emes. So the Gemara is already in a highly defensive position. It says, but look, not everybody is subject to Yibum, but the Gemara calls here Yivama Sheyesh Labanim Mutaras. So the Gemara responds, you know, I was hoping you would say that. The Gemara says, Vidilma, maybe this is what the Gemara is building up to. This is the coup de grace.
Vidilma, Ein Labanim Asura L'Alma Visharya L'Yavam, Yesh Labanim L'Kulayama Nam Yasura.
Ezra, if that's not a mind-expanding line, I don't know what is, right? That the only heter of an almana, quote-unquote, linase, is in the case of Yibum. Otherwise, right, she's the mother of this man's children, or child, or grandchild, right? Iain Allah. She's with him forever. She's forever marked as Ishto. You know, the chol davar. That's what the Gemara was obviously building up to. The heter of Yibum is predicated on the notion, Avi, this is really getting at what you were referring to before, that there was something incomplete about that union. And the Torah allows, since that union, kaviyachol, fell short of its tilas, so the Torah created a structure by which that union could be continued. But in every other case, the union served its purpose. Shades of the beginning of the year, the Rosh, Reb Sadia Gaon, the primacy of Piri of Arivia, even the Rambam, Lefaros, Leravos, Mi Mena, all of that was achieved, all of that is real. And therefore, right, what would the role of Nisuin be for this woman? It's only Yavama, quote, She'ein Labanim, where there's a heter, linase, because the original Kiddushin / Nisuin didn't really meet their purpose. That's a remarkable idea. It's a very compelling idea. And we'll see what the Gemara does with it. So again, like a highly defensive position. The Gemara is struggling mightily here. Say, okay, the Torah specifically asserted an Isha Almana to a Kohen Gadol. Almanov is Ona Chalala, as Eile lo Yikach, ki, right, im Besulam Me'amav Yikach Isha. So, Mida Amar Rachmana, Almana l'Kohen Gadol Asura, so it must be permissible to every other Kohen, and Kavachomber to a Yisrael. So the Gemara says, well, maybe not. I don't know why you should assume that. V'dilma, it's even worse because he's mechalel his kahuna, but for everybody else, the kohane hedyot, as well as every Yisrael, it's still an isra'aseh. So then the Gemara says, well, wait a second. What are you trying to say? Now this is where the Gemara begins to strike back. It says, okay, well, what do you mean that it's an aseh? Up until now, she was an ashes ish. There, if she's an Arusa, it's an Isser Skila. If she's an Isua, it's an Isser Chenek. So what do you mean by an Ase? So Hay Ase.
Hay Ase may avite. Either Hanyam Yisus Haba'al Tishtere Lagamre, either Lo Hanyam Yisus Haba'al Tukma B'milsa Kamaisa.
So the Gemara wants to say, look, you know, if the death of the husband achieved something here halachically, so he's gone. If he's gone, he's gone. And that means she's Mutaris Lashuk. And if you believe that he's here, so then have the courage of your convictions and say that he's still here and that there's an Isser Misa going on. So this is, again, this is the first counterpunch in the Gemara. The first time that our concept of Misa Sabal, not really being a matir, is on the defensive. This is where we saw the Gemara previously, where the Gemara appeals to a certain model. So the Gemara says, well, what's so bad about that? Why can't you say that the Isser has been diluted from an Isser Misa to an Isser Ase? Oh, okay. So that's where, again, we appeal to the notion of Asura Kuleyama Kehakdesh, right? Psuleyam Bukdashin, put that with Dav Zion, put that with the many other instances, right? Raglish Shalzo Ola, right? It appears like, you know, Hekdesh is more than just a Melitza, but it really is a way of describing her status. So we're saying, look, Psuleyam Bukdashin, before you did the Pinyon, So there's an Isser Chamor, there's an Isser Me'ila. After Pidyon, there's no more Isser Me'ila, but the Pasuk says, Tizbach V'achalta, right? That you're only allowed to have it as a Midi De'achila, but you can't do Giza, you can't do Avoda, Basar V'lo Chalav. Fine. So this is the Gemara's response. Now the question is, you know, what was the nature of the Aseh? So here we had a three-way Machlokas Rishonim. Let's first summarize it outside. Rashi, Tosvos, and the Ramban. Who saw the Shitos? So Nachi, what are the Shitos? Rashi, Tosvos, and the Ramban in terms of what the Aseh would be for in Almana. Rashi says, Rashi says, V'yatza mibeso v'halcha v'haysa l'ishacher, zo, a grusha can remarry, and almana cannot remarry. Tosus disagrees. Tosus says, what's it based on? The assay? V'davak bishto, okay, I hope everybody is having fond memories, right? V'lo be'eshes chavero, the smock. But Tosus just takes it in a natural direction, right, that she's still called eshes chavero even after Misa. And KD, what does the Ramban say? Ramban says the assay is lav dafka. There isn't really an assay, but it's just a melitza in the Gemara to say unless proven otherwise, unless or until proven otherwise, there still comes some kind of an isser. So what the Gemara is really saying is that there's a very strong and logical reason to suggest that even if you believe that Kiddushei Meis, Chayim V'Kayamim, that it's a very different kind of violation to marry, quote-unquote, a married woman if the husband is alive or dead. Who can tell me a svara? Barinholtz. Well, what's the svara? To say, you're talking about something far, far more severe if you marry somebody's wife while he's alive. Right? We're not talking about a case of a grusha. Versus after he's dead. Even if you believe that there's vestigial Kiddushei Hameis. Why would that be? Quite simply, what's the svara? Whatever you think the assay is, v'davak b'ishto, v'yatzim b'esav halchavayisi l'shacher, you like the Ramban, it's a lav dafka, just means she's asura until proven otherwise. We have a precedent of Suleim Mukdashin. What's the svara? In the end of the day, what's the svara? When you take somebody else's wife, and the guy is alive, so that's an Isser Misa because, Tzvi? Well, even if she's in an abstract sense an Eshes Ish, you're not destroying somebody else's marriage, right? Isser Labal, Isser Laboel. The level of betrayal that's involved is dramatically reduced. If the problem is that, right, the kiddushin are chayim v'kayamim, so you can imagine that being an Isser Aseh. They need to be dealt with somehow. Maybe they can never be dealt with. Right, but you're not, right, committing an act of, you know, losinof. I wouldn't describe this as niuf. Everybody appreciate that distinction? I mean, you know, you're not betraying somebody else's, you're not destroying somebody else's house. At minimum, the Nisuin no longer exist. Okay. So, let's document that. L'chulei alma be'aseh, this is Rashi. So that's the Grusha. Al-yidei gerishin v'lo al-yidei misa. Tosvos, Omeri.
Omeri, the Ika Ase, Be'eshes Ish, Kigolin Vedavak Be'eshto, Ve'lo Be'eshet Chavero.
And again, the Ramban, just, you know, make sure to see the Ramban inside. We'll right now, I want to push a little bit ahead. But the Ramban basically says that, okay, maybe it's Lav Dafka. There is no specific Ase. It's not necessarily Eshes Chavero. It's not Be'yatsami Beso, Ve'halcha Ve'haisali Ishacher, but. You know, the model of Psalei Mukdashin gives us a precedent that until you tell me that there's actually a heter, she's, you know, Hamidi Shal Cheskasa, and she's Becheskas Isser until proven otherwise. That's the way the Ramban interpreted the Gemara. Three different Shitos. Okay, fine. So the Gemara you know, Ezra, I think we can all agree, has struggled mightily to prove what I think, certainly before this year, we would have considered to be a milsa de pshita, a matter which is completely elementary. That of course the death of the husband terminates the marriage. And the answer is, it's so far from obvious. And for the vast majority of time, the Gemara has been on the defensive, trying to prove the proposition of the Misa, that Isha is kones atzma b'misas habal at all. And in the end of the day, the Gemara has to resort to one of two answers. So Ella, go ahead, Ezra.
Ella,
so that's amazing. Right? The Gemara is resorting to a section of the Torah that really has nothing to do with this. Right? This is the Chozer Me'archos HaMilchama. And it says that this guy, you know, who just Mi'ayish Asher Yiras Isha V'lo L'kacha, you know, Yilech V'yashov L'veiso Pen Yamus B'milchama V'ish Acher Yikachena. I mean, it's not really a natural halachic context unless you're talking about, you know, Masech Desota and Chozim Avarachos HaMilchama. So that's a strange, you know, phenomenon in its own right. So Maskel Rishisha Breda Ravidi. So if the Gemara hasn't given up yet. Oh! So maybe the threat is Pen Yamos V'Milchama and your wife will have to do Yibum. Not a crazy idea, after all. That's why, you know, Chayelos of Beis David, what do? Get Al Tanai. So maybe it's just talking about the heter of Yibum. It was only talking to those, you know, soldiers, you know, who had brothers. So Amar Vashi Beis Chuvos Bedavar. Chada. If you're an underliner, that line better be underlined. Yavam lo ikri acher. It can't be that when the Torah says Pen Yamus b'al milchama v'ish acher yikachena, lo mistaber that we're talking about your brother. And that line gets to the very heart of the institution of Yibum. What do I mean by that, Ezra? I mean, the Tosos asks, well, sometimes the brother really can be an Ishachar. Let's say by the question of Sedei Achuza. If somebody sells his Sedei Achuza, right, and he doesn't redeem it, or a person is Makdish, rather, his Sedei Achuza, and he doesn't redeem it, and the Gizbar sells it, Bimlo Yigal Sadeh, Machar, the Gizbar is Mocher, the Sadeh L'Ishachar, even to your brother, Lo Yitzei Bayovel, right, that it becomes a Sedei Acherim, it goes to the Kohanim. There, that Acher could really be a brother. Tosos says, well, how do I know? Maybe Acher could really be the brother. And Tosos basically says, okay, that's in that context. But here, Yavam Lav Acher. What do I mean by that? How does this get to the heart of Yibum? Go ahead, Ezra. Like, what does the Gemara really mean when it says Yavam Lav Acher?
That Yibum can't just be anyone. Yibum has to be.
It's brother. By... Exactly. It's a manifestation of the depth of the fraternal bond that Yibum is even possible. Lachim lachiv shame. Ki yeshvu achim yachdav. Hine matovu manoim sheves achim gam yachad. Yavam lav acherhu. So to the extent that we have that pasuk, it means somebody else is going to marry her. Not your brother. The Ramban has a very dramatic... amplification of this idea. Who saw the Ramban on this line? Anybody get up to the Ramban? What does Ramban say? The Ramban has this beautiful line. He says, that wouldn't be a threat to anybody. Because they would just think, okay, what's the big deal? If I get killed, my brother will be miyabing me. That's very inspirational. Talk about faith in one's brother. We'll see that Ramban inside in a second. We have to see that Ramban inside. Okay, so Ezra, let's just finish the two dots, then we'll circle back on that Ramban.
Because of Lord Savior Christus, Oak Yamosha Isha Achron.
So Ezra, you'll forgive me for using the expression, but basically, what is this answer in the Gemara? You know, shtei tshuvos bedavar, chada yavam lavacheru. And the second answer in the Gemara is basically doing what? Saying, how do I know that Misas Habal is a matir, that she's allowed to remarry? How do I know that? Yeah, the Gemara says, I don't. I have to rely in the end on the only one true matir, which is? Sefer Korta v'ein dvar acher Korta. Ezra, the Gemara, waves the white flag. In the end, we don't have a proof. And in the Shach of Atarya, the upper hand goes to the idea that the only heter for an almana to remarry is because they haven't produced Zera, Avi, as you began to suggest somehow, right? The marriage did not, the pharos uliravus mimena, it didn't reach its natural telos, the rush, Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlo, Mekach, Kesef, Shtar, Ubiya, Bam, Beisha, Torid. It's all there. The only matir, Sefer Karta Vein Dvar Acher Karta. There is nothing else. Not Misa Sabal. To the extent that we know Misa Sabal, Usineya Ha'isha Acharon, Ochi Yomus Ha'isha Acharon. A plain old hekesh. We don't know anything about Misa Sabal. Our instinct would be to suggest that Misa Sabal is matir only to the Yavam. Remarkable. Hayase Mayavite, maybe it's Vyatsa Vyatsa Mibesu Vahokhavai Slishacher, maybe it's Eshes Chaveiro, maybe it's the Ramban, it's a Lav Dafka. Let's get the other Ramban in. It's shocking, right? The Ramban says, Yavam Lavacher, Penyausba Milchama Vishacher Yikachana. No way that that's talking about a Yavam. It's just, you'll see how this is such a Ramban Lashitaso. Okay, go ahead. Oh, we should start with just Efshali Lefarish. You could skip all the way down to about 7 lines to the bottom of that Ramban. The Efshali Lefarish, the Hada Amrin and Hacha, Chada the Yavam Loikri Acher. That's the section I gave you in the Makoros. I just wanted you to see these last 7 lines of the Ramban. What does it mean? Chada the Yavam Loikri Acher, B'makom Zekhamar. Specifically as it concerns this threat on the Torah, you better be chozer b'marachos ha-milchama, otherwise you'll die and somebody else will remarry her. The fisha Torah ba lafchido, lachzer lo pen yomus v'milchama, to threaten him, to intimidate him, he should go home. V'ish acher yikach esishto. V'i yavam ka'amar, and if the Torah meant the yavam, then what, Ezra, you have it?
Yeah, he hanosenes.
He hanosenes! Then that's the exact reason why he's not going to go home. Shelo yachzor. Oh! The Havelei Lameimer, Pen Yamus B'Milchama V'Sulo. Elevadai in Acher Kosev Kan Yavam. It's remarkable, Ezra, right? The Ramban thinks that Yibam is such like a guarantee that if you want to give people chizuk about dying in war, you should say, well, there's always Yibam. So they put me on the front lines. Got nothing to lose. Either I survive, or there's Yibam. Wow. So to the extent that the Torah is Baal HaFchido, right, to the extent that there's, you know, a threat here, right, it only makes sense to say that what we're talking about is a situation where, you know, he'll actually be afraid. But he'll always just be, you know, reaffirmed by the existence of Yibam. There's a remarkable Tosfos. Let me just get one more Tosfos in. Ezra, midam rachman almana l'choin gadol. V'yimtom v'dom l'hachi kamar, almana l'choin gadol asura afilu k'shu yavam, that a kohen gadol can't be miyabim, because he just can't marry an almana altogether. Halachule alma sharya. It only for Yivmin. In other words, let's maintain our line of inquiry. The best answer that Tosfos can come up with to that idea, it's a very reasonable suggestion, that an almana is asura le'olam, except in the case of Yibum. That's the only case in the world in which remarriage is allowed. There's an exception, which is obviously Kohen Gadol can't be the one to do that, because he can't be with an almana. Fine. So what's the best answer Tosfos can think of to that question? Yeshomim Cain. Oh! So Tosfos says, if that were true, then where should these Yisurim of Almano, Grusha, V'chalala, Zonos, Elelo, Yikach, where should those appear? Not in the Parasha of Kahuna, not in Parasha Samor, but those Psukim should appear where? In Parshas Kiseitze, because really, an almana isn't an Isser Kohen. An almana is an Isser Arayos. It's an Isser Eishes Ish. So really, you know, it belongs in that context. Ish Kiamus Uvein Ein Lo. Right, so go on and say that this is a special heter, but in general, there's an Isser Almana, Midin Eishes Ish. I could give a similar answer to Tosfos and say, let it be in Parshas Achrimos. But that's the best that Tosfos can do. So, you know, the best reason not to say this is because, the Pesukim sound like Almana is an Isser Kohen Gadol. You know, that's really the answer that we could give. That's remarkable. That's the best that Tosfos could think of. And again, I just want to reiterate this point. In the end of the day, it sounds like the Gemara surrenders. Which again just reinforces the basic premise that these brothers have such a deep bond that of course an almana can't remarry, but she's not remarrying. It's like the Baal 2.0. That's the first answer. The second answer is basically saying, you're right, we have no idea that Misa is matir neshes ish. It's not. Only Gerushin is matir neshes ish. But lo and behold, we have a hekesh. So after like this massive struggle that the Gemara has to try to prove that there's some chalos to Misa Sabal, more or less the Gemara surrenders and says, you know what's a davar hakores? A sefer krisus. Sefer karta v'ein dvar acher karta is a reality. That is the truth. That is the case. Misas Habal. Arayos persist. There's good reason to believe that Almana is worse for a Kohen Gadol, but not unique to a Kohen Gadol. The Heter is based on the closeness of the relationship between the brothers. Yavam, Lav, Acher, Ikre. He's just not somebody else. It's an astonishing Gemara, but it's absolutely foundational. And you could appreciate after reading this Gemara why somebody would say Kiddushei Hames. The Kiddushin are there. As opposed to, as Rashi says, you know, when that Chevel that connects the two of them is actually Nichretes V'chasav LaSevir Krisos V'nasan B'yada V'shilcha Mibeso, then and only then V'yatsa Mibeso V'halcha V'haisa L'ish Acher. So we'll finish up the Shaka V'Tarya tomorrow, Yudalad Amidalev. Ezra, very well done.